Well, my questions surrounded around the delayed discharges from Sligo University Hospital and, you know, its impact on the ED and on bed capacity, and then, you know, the lack of residential beds and indeed the lack of home care packages and, you know, all of that combining to having the overcrowding in the hospital and in the ED. And Mr. Canavan had acknowledged this, and he acknowledged the scale of the challenge, and has actually sent a communication to all public representatives that the attendances at ED have increased by 4% this year compared to last year, and that admissions of patients over 75 have risen by 4.3%, and even 9% in August. So over 5,000 additional beds have been lost due to, and that was my question, to delayed discharges across the region, and in Sligo University Hospital they've ranged between 700 and 800 per month. So there is an issue there, which he did say needs to be tackled, and said that he would have a briefing with all public representatives to brief on the plans of the HSE of how to manage this rise in admissions, and particularly over the summer period, and how to deal with delayed discharges. So he has, even in his email, talked about maximising private bed capacity and expanding minor injury clinics and things like that. But we're waiting to hear now from him the specific local arrangements that they're going to make to actually tackle the ED overcrowding at the moment, and the delayed discharges that are happening, and what they're going to do in terms of their residential beds and increasing the amount of residential care. So I'm looking forward to hearing the specifics from Mr. Canavan on what local actions is the HSE plan to deal with this increase, because as you can see in your reporting every day, you know, in terms of the ED trolley numbers and the overcrowding in the hospital at the moment, and which is unprecedented in terms of the summer period, but as it can be seen by the numbers there's just been an increase in the number of people needing care coming to ED. And then, of course, there's been issues with discharging people to the appropriate care settings, such as residential care. So that's really it, Catherine. You know, we're waiting to see what local actions are going to be taken to actually address this issue.
Time is really of the essence to maybe implement some sort of a plan to tackle that issue. We know that traditionally the winter months are worse again.
Absolutely, and that's why I suppose I was asking the questions, because here we're looking at these ever-increasing delayed discharges. We're looking at increase, you know, during the summer period. Again, as you said, Catherine, you know, it's usually the winter time that we deal with these types of surges. So time is of the essence. So I was happy to hear that Mr. Canavan has, that there is an action plan in place, and there is an action plan to deal with this surge and to prepare for the winter surge. So it'll be good to hear exactly what the specifics are in relation to that plan, and we will hear shortly when that briefing happens. But I was happy to hear that there is some actions being taken. I'm not clear exactly on what those actions are, but it is very important. Time is of the essence, Catherine.